Okay, I give all of you my peace. I am driving, so I've asked Q to read Father's message.
Father said, "My very dear team, once again we meet and I give you my love. There is much that I would like to share with all of you. Suffering has been what most of you have been enduring as of late. I am sorry for this, but it is necessary for the task at hand. Why would that be? Through these tests, you receive strength that builds your character. You receive empathy for others, and I empower you with wisdom to counsel others who will go through some of the same things that you have crawled and clawed yourselves out of as of late. All of you are good examples of faith to others. Oh, while you are in those moments, you may think you are not, but eternity is always watching you. And even when you think you have failed, you have not. How is that possible, you might ask? You are still here supporting me and my sons. This task that I have given to all of you bears weight on your hearts daily sometimes. It consumes you, scares you, and brings about some wonder within all of you. That is being human. Some of you wonder if you will be strong enough to endure all that is coming. I have told you that I have seen your victories. I have watched your battles, and you will overcome all obstacles to make sure that your three-faceted tasks are completed. Do you now understand why I test all of you? This is not so that you can prove yourselves to me." And that is capitalized. "It is so that I can prove to all of you that you do have what it takes to win this final battle and bring the bride home. In the next few months, I will start to define some of your roles. I will spell out your specific tasks based on the gifts I have given all of you. This past Monday, Triland gave Starlight a healing, wherein the three of us attended. Jesus shared with the two of them that they and you are pushing a cart filled with coal up a very steep mountainside. Each piece of coal represents an unfinished soul. In time, those lumps of coal will be formed into perfect diamonds that I will adorn my kingdom with. This, again, is part of your task, the bride of Jesus. I know that it is very difficult for you to accept and love mankind the way that they currently are. I'm not asking you to do the impossible. It is through love that you too will learn to love all of them, to not judge them, to see them as I see them. They all are broken, lost, and misled souls. All of you are the compasses that will bring them back into the light. You will restore all of them into the truth, and you will show them how they can reach the three of us. See, more has been revealed to you today about your future task. I will tell you that all of you will know what to do before my son is announced in June of next year. You will not wonder anymore. You will act. The time is short now. I have the finishing touches to put on each one of you and Tom. I am not chiseling or beating any of you with a hammer. That act is complete. I am dusting you, buffing you into a perfect vessel that will serve all mankind. How wonderful is that? I hope you know how much I truly love all of you and support you, even when you doubt me. I know all of your hearts. Please stay the course and do not give in to Satan. Stop listening to all he tells you. They are all lies. Know that I am always with you and will love you no matter what." And that's it.
Thank you. Does anybody have any comments or questions? Okay. Everybody received Brilliance's email last night about Blazar. He is recovering. I will just ask that we all continue to pray for our friend. And Brilliance, if you would continue to stay in contact with his wife and keep us updated, it would be appreciated.
Absolutely.
Thank you. I asked Tranquility if she would give us an update on Tom and also on Andrew and Helen's wedding. Tranquility?
Okay, I'll speak about Tom first. He, the fall traditionally is a difficult time for him, naturally, physically, and but he's also commented that he is battling. He is struggling. Satan is toying with him again. However, I had written to Tryland the other day. He immerses himself in picking the hymns, cleaning the church, doing the gardening for the church. So he's attending the services. So he is determined not to let Satan have the upper hand. And so he hasn't given up. It's just that right now he is struggling, and I can even see it in his face physically that that he's not well. I guess that's the best way to put it. As far as the wedding goes, it was beautiful. There were a lot of obstacles and mishaps and things that went wrong the week or two prior to that. It took me a while to figure it out. We actually had two car accidents in August. The other one was the Thursday just before the wedding. Things were just going wrong like crazy. And a few weeks prior to that, I had spoken to Tryland, and I mentioned to him, I keep getting this name, Frank. Frank keeps coming into my mind. And even when I still am not able to see. I just go by what impressions I get and my gut. And so I was saying to Tryland, even when I meditate and I'm in the center of my mind, I am addressing Frank as if he's my lead. And I thought that was, strange, but I always, whenever I would get a new angel, that's how they would reveal themselves to me, because I can't see them. I would just hear a name, and that name would keep popping into my mind. So Tryland confirmed that, yes, this was another angel that was assigned to me. And so I thought, this is really bizarre that so many things are going wrong. The car accident that we had just a few days ago, that was like the cream on the pudding. And I was really frustrated, and I couldn't figure out what was going on. And then when I walked into Willowdale, our congregation, the Sunday morning, the morning of the wedding, I had this revelation that the lead angel that I had, who was Jacob, was actually, he was a traitor. And so then I kind of pieced everything together. Okay, that's why I wasn't protected, and the family wasn't protected as they usually would have been. Things were, sabotaged and undermined. And so I sent Jacob back to Father, and then I understood that Frank, in fact, was the lead angel. So Sunday, the wedding was in the afternoon. It was a beautiful wedding. Everything went perfectly. It was very moving, very emotional. We had a few guests that were not apostolic. Everyone commented on how the ceremony was so personal, how they were used to, the minister just kind of reading off from a piece of paper, and it wasn't really pertinent necessarily to the couple, but that this was so personal. So it was a very good testimony. for them to see. And actually, one of our neighbors who came said he was interested in coming to church. He said, "I never went to the synagogue after I had my bar mitzvah at 13. He says, "And I would really like to come to your congregation and to attend one of your services." So that made us really happy. Helen and Andrew are now in Cancun, Mexico, on their honeymoon. Ooh. They'll be coming back on Tuesday, but everything was just perfect. It was Bishop Mueller that held the wedding. He is the bishop that was instrumental. He was the first minister that I actually told about Tom, that Tom had a demon inside of him, and he was the first minister that had a higher ministry that didn't even question it. He said he could tell that there was something different. He also mentioned at the time that he thought that there were others within our district that were possessed. And so it was wonderful that he was able to give Andrew and Helen their wedding blessing. He was also, because Helen was a guest before Andrew, when Andrew started dating her, he invited her to church, and he and his wife were instrumental in helping her to feel welcome and at home. So it was a perfect day. I want to thank you all for your prayers and your support. I would think to Triland that I could feel your presence, and even now as I'm saying it, I'm getting very hot, which reminds me of one thing. When I put my hand on Helen's back, the photographer was telling us, you know, the poses that we should have, and Helen said, "Oh, wow, your hand is so hot." So I knew that, you know, I was running energy through her, and then I put my hand around Andrew on his back, and he said, "Mom, please, it's burning me. Please, can you move your hand away a little bit?" So I had to chuckle a little bit with that, but I was thankful that I knew that Frank had stepped up to the plate and that he was also doing, for fulfilling the role that he had been given. So once again, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. I wish that you could have all been there, but I know that you were all there in spirit, and I'm so thankful for that.
Thank Congratulations.
You. Thank you.
Okay. Last month, Starlight shared with us that she was on the verge of going into a realm that had three doors. So I've asked her to share that information with you because it bears on this Sunday. Starlight.
Okay. So the I said that the realm that I was going into was genocide, and so I kept on seeing three doors, and so it took a while to get prepared to go into it, but when I actually went in, but when I went in, all three doors had opened, and each one of them represented a different type, I don't say type of genocide, but one of them was with the September 11th. The other one was with the Holocaust, and the other one was with the American Indians. So all three of those doors are open, and it was a lot. It was a lot. It was very overwhelming, and but it is a good thing. It is a good thing that they're open. And there was last Sunday in service, there was a lot of souls were actually at the service already. So in with this Sunday being September 11th, and although that's why it's so important to keep praying for eternity. So that's all I have on that.
And then the next realm you're going into
is I actually was just given that information earlier in the week, and that one is apartheid. So, and that one actually, I was given that information, and then the next day, when I was meditating, I was told that. Because I had met with the chief, and then I had met with Father and Jesus and HS, and that realm actually is going to be opened very soon because it needs to be opened. But I was told that that one is actually it's very important that it's opened sooner than later because with this realm, I was told that there was going to be a lot of movement taking place once the doors open. So,
thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to preface that we all continue to pray for our brothers and sisters who work there. My dad comes occasionally, still says we don't have prayers.
Uh-oh.
Or they look very wonderful.
We can't hear you very well.
Once a month.
We lost you.
Hang on. Wait. I don't think you can hear us.
Mm-hmm.
But every Wednesday up in Canada and across the world, Tom comes to Fox for all of eternity.
So we lost you.
That area has his proxy eternity, but then on Wednesdays they get a double whammy because the Lord is growing there. Our brothers and sisters are worn out and tired. And currently they're praying 14 million pounds and
texting.
Oh, that's a good
I just sent them a text. I just sent them one.
Starlight in those realms and open those doors. And briefly today saw one of the stewardesses. Flight. She was smiling. They pretty much, whether it's on the flight, it's on grace. The ones that are in.
It sounds like a good story.
Right.
Yeah.
I know, I want to hear it.
I know.
These are the souls that are in those realms. They are the ones that require.
I don't think he's looking at his phone.
Their biggest problem.
No, he's driving.
Oh, right.
If he's got the...
I've also been praying for tonight in another realm that needs a lot of our prayers. Please don't forget to pray.
It's funny because it's just barely...
I heard the buzz. He got the tag.
Yeah. Dryland, we can't hear you.
Dryland, we can't hear you.
No.
And I have sat in numerous services where I'm waiting for the officiant.
Do you think he'd be mad if I called him?
I'm going to place this on all of you and ask that when you're in your congregation, if the officiant does not invite the soul to come in.
Probably not, because he would wonder why you're calling, so he'd be like something was wrong.
Go ahead and call him, because he's not picking up the text.
Yeah. I'll say I just sent him one, too.
There had been a situation where my own family was standing outside, and they weren't walking.
Dryland, we can't hear you.
He stopped talking, so hopefully.
We can't hear you, Dryland.
Hello.
Oh my gosh, there you are.
There you are.
Here I are.
Oh, that's better.
Yeah, we couldn't hear you for the last 5 minutes.
We never heard anything after Starlight.
Yeah, the whole thing.
What did you hear? We heard
you're back.
From a far distance. And it sounded like it was really good.
All right, say it again because I just lost all of you again.
There we go.
We couldn't hear you from after I stopped talking.
We didn't hear
when you started
after
talking.
Starlight.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. I got to rewind now. It's not a coincidence that she went into the realms to liberate 9/11. I saw today one of the stewardesses from one of the flights, Flight 93. She had a smile on her face. They have all found grace, everybody that was in the planes. The ones that are in these realms that she liberated are the ones that were on the ground. Can you all still hear me?
Yes.
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 Okay. They were the ones that were on the ground or in the towers. And the biggest problem that they're struggling with right now is they can't forgive the terrorists for taking their lives. So we need to pray for them especially. But also we need to pray for Al-Qaeda. Because they were misled to believe that what they were doing was what Father wanted by this radical sect that it is. So please don't forget them. I'm also going to ask you to please remember our brothers and sisters that work there. Because my dad has come on a couple of occasions and said they're very tired, they're very worn out, they still don't have enough prayers. Once a month in the States, Starlight is the proxy on a Wednesday for eternity. Every Wednesday that Tom is in service, he's the proxy for the Wednesday service. And then every Sunday, the apostles in their area are the proxies or serve eternity. So Father has now stepped up his efforts to provide extra strength for eternity. But prayers do not negate or take the place of Holy Communion. So everywhere you go and every circle that you're in, please share with everybody they still need to pray for eternity. Can you all still hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. I'm driving through Michigan, so I'm afraid you're going to lose me at some point. So, all right. The other thing I want to bring up is I've been in a lot of congregations over the years where the officiant does not welcome those from eternity to the service. When that happens, they literally stay outside. So I'm going to ask all of you that when you're in your congregation, if the officiant does not welcome them in the prayer or at some point during the service, I need you to do it before the service starts, then you welcome them. You represent me. I represent Father. We are his ambassadors. They need to know that they are welcome to come in. It's almost as though you've invited these people to come to dinner and you don't open the door. They're all standing outside. Can't have that anymore. I've watched it with my own family standing outside, and I've said to my girls, what are you doing? And they look at me and go, well, Papa, nobody's invited us in. Oh, for crying out loud. Get in here, I say, all of you. So it's also not a coincidence that one of the realms that she liberated has to do with the American Indians. Chief Kitching was in Schaumburg this past weekend, so he had a big smile on his face. So now we know why she was liberating them, too. Does anybody have any questions at this point about anything we've talked about?
Charlotte, I have a comment.
Okay.
Because when
we invite
when
in the souls,
said,
just say invite them. Oh, go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. So as soon as Starlight said that she saw three doors and then told us what they were, my first thought that came was, that's just the beginning. Because we know about them, but there are so many situations in terms of genocide that we have no idea took place because we weren't there and we haven't read all the textbooks and they might not even be in some of the textbooks.
I would agree with that.
Yes.
So I can imagine that's just going to keep, we're going to be learning things that we had no idea.
I agree. Yes. Aerostar, you had a question?
No.
Okay.
I think it was Trisus.
Oh, it was me, Trisus. So when we invite these souls, we just say, and we just say in plain English, right?
Yes. We're just welcoming them. I need you guys just to extend the welcome.
Okay.
Yes.
So
just say you're welcome.
That's all.
Please come in.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
And I think you're correct, Hugh. There are so many things that history has not recorded. And I think it's interesting that Father has now singled out Starlight, and he's giving her the ability to access realms that no other human being has been allowed to go into. Once she goes in and unlocks these realms, then our brothers and sisters now have access to help these people. She is Father's ambassador. She goes in and she actually sends his message to everybody. She has specific instructions from him, and she fulfills what he's asked her to say. He's also given her specific letters to give to certain souls. This next realm, she said she knows that one of the letters that Jesus gave her is for specifically somebody in this realm of apartheid, which just melts my heart that he already has told this, us that this is his friend. This person is Jesus' friend. How wonderful is that? So the work there is growing even more and more. We still have absolutely no idea what goes on there. We as the team know very little. I would say that we know more than most. But it's important that we still pray for them every day. One of the souls from the realm of the harlots fell down in front of me last Sunday crying. And she said, could you please remember us? We are not doing well. And I stood her up. I gave her a hug. And I said, please take my love wherever you go and give it to everybody. If there is a realm that's on your heart, team, please bring a special offering for them. Say a special prayer for them. We are to protect the bride of Christ in flesh and those that don't have flesh on some level. Okay? It's not that they're under any danger there, but we do have, or I should say I have, and so does Starlight, the ability to bind evil in eternity. She's in charge of the liberation process. That ability came onto her when she became Starlight. But while you're here, you're going to find that more people are going to come across your path that are going to have spiritual conversations with you. And even though they're not Novoselic yet, they still could be. And that's why we need to just start looking at everybody on this planet as the bride of Christ. That's why Father made the point tonight. He's not telling us to do something that's impossible where it comes to loving everybody as he loves them. Every soul is precious to him because it is a piece of him. Personally, I forget about that when someone cuts me off and I just want to ram them and get them off the road. I take a deep breath. I say to Father, please bless that person because that's you. Love them. Not so easy to do. But I appreciate everybody's efforts in what you're doing. I know that this week has been very hard. Actually, the last couple of weeks have been very hard. Satan has stepped up his efforts to tear us apart, to create separation within the families, to create conflict. All I can tell you is that we need to stand our ground. He is even more desperate now than he has been ever before because once we get Tom in place, the team's complete. That's why he's freaking out. His father said, don't listen to him. Don't give him the time of day. Tell him to go to hell. He knows where it is. Does anybody have anything else they'd like to add? Does anybody have any topic they'd like to discuss? I really don't have anything else.
I have a question.
Yes.
My question is it, does anybody know if it's part of what's supposed to be done in the opening of a service, the opening prayer, is it supposed to be said that the souls are invited?
Yes.
Okay. So if it's something that's not said in the beginning of the service, would it be rude for me to approach that person and say, you know, I would just like to bring up that you didn't do this?
No. I wouldn't do that. Sometimes when they're up there, they're so nervous they can't remember everything.
Yeah. Well, I know Brad Brad does not forget it.
Okay.
But, I mean, I just curious, you know. I understand.
I would say this, Lightstar, that if you have a friendship with this minister and they understand you and they respect you, then by all means, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That goes for anybody. Okay? If you're in
Does
a congregation.
Does Brad respect you and have a close relationship with you?
I hope so.
He better. Any other questions?
I have one. When you say that no soul has ever gone into these realms here, do you mean none of the previous members who are working in Eternity have been there at all either?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, Father has charged Starlight with the responsibility of breaking the seal, unlocking the door, walking through and introducing him to them first, and then our brothers and sisters go in after she walks out.
Okay.
It's confounding when you think about it.
Yeah. Trying to wrap my head around it.
Yeah, that's what I was just thinking. How horrible is that, really, for all of those souls?
Yeah. Correct, they've just been languishing all this time. But Father's perfect in his plan. He probably knew that if he sent somebody in at any other time, they wouldn't accept. Now they will.
Yes. Mm. And I guess also time is not the same to them as it would be to us.
Correct. Does anybody have anything they want to bring up or share?
I wanted to, when someone was talking about their lead, I'm sorry, who was it, though?
Tranquility.
Yes, that's right. Thank you. I'm sorry, Tranquility, I just had forgotten. But,
mm-hmm.
Yes, and so what I have realized recently with my new lead, I am late in doing a binding sweep or whatever, or doing the things that need to be done, and right away he's saying, done, sir. And that's happened more and more and more, and I'm realizing that he's the best lead that I've had. And I haven't really rotated through in the past few months. But there's such a peace because even when I'm talking with someone, Cindy will mention someone that has a problem, and then right away, Daniel's on it. And I just get the feeling that that's the way it's supposed to be. And if it's not that way with us, then we have to fix it. Does that make sense?
It sure does. Because I was going to say, you can't stop not vetting your team.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else? Okay. Our next meeting is Sunday, October 9th. At 5 p.m. Central Time. I've asked Errol Star to pray with me this evening. I will share with you that Nuke couldn't make the call tonight because he was doing a performance. And Blazar, of course, was excused. We know his situation. And then Atmos asked to be excused because his parents were coming to visit Jeremiah and the family. They are still struggling with little Jeremiah. He's very restless. He still is difficult to calm down, Atmos was saying. So if you continue to pray for him and the family, they are still physically exhausted, and they need our prayers as well. Okay, that's it. Then I will pray with all of you. Gracious Father, we bow before you now, your guardians. We are broken. We are bruised. We are in pain. Some of us have got scars that run very deep, and they've happened within the last month. All of us are battling every day. to protect the bride. And sometimes, Father, it's difficult for us to understand why you would choose a handful of people to carry out a multitude or a large responsibility such as this. But then if we look through history, this is how you've always done it. You've always singled out a small group. You've taught them. You raised them. You gave them gifts. And then you instructed them to move forward with different parts of your plan. And as long as those people kept to the plan, then your plan was complete, and salvation was given to all those people at the time. And there was joy in the hearts of those around everybody. See the lives, Father. See the devastation that's happened in all of our teammates' lives. The physical struggles, the spiritual struggles, the financial struggles, the emotional scarring that we've all been through recently. I lay it all out in front of you, Father. There is nowhere else that we can go, and there is nobody else who can heal us like you do. We are also healers. And it is difficult sometimes to heal ourselves of these sins that we have, of these shortcomings that we battle with. But it's through the body and blood of our brother and through your word that we hear on Sundays and Wednesdays that it gives us a little hope to move forward. We pray for a special word on Sunday. We pray for all of eternity that has been already invited, especially the American Indians, especially those, Father, who lost their lives on 9/11, all those who have suffered under such injustices. You know every single soul. You know every single name. And you know every condition. I bring before you all of those souls' cares and concerns, and we lay them all at your feet. That on Sunday, Father, all of us can sit together in a moment of grace and receive your love and your blessings. If there's something that any of us have done that has created separation between you and us, we are sorry, Father. Please forgive us. We will try harder. We pray for our fellow teammates, the little things that they have on their hearts that they don't know how to express to you. I bring that out now, and I lay it in front of you. They might think to themselves that it really doesn't matter. It's so small, you wouldn't care to hear it. I want you to hear it now, that you will address whatever this concern is for them and their family members, and that, Father, you will provide an extra amount of salve to the wounds that we have because we really feel like we've been through the ringer, just being honest. We are tired. We are worn out. And we haven't even got it started yet, Father. We pray for our leaders, our apostolates, the chief apostle and all the brothers connected with them. We pray for the future and that which it holds for all of our brothers and sisters too, that when the announcement comes, Father, they are able to accept all of us for who we are and to accept you for who you are, and that all of us can move forward. Our greatest wish, Father, is that we complete this task and we can all come home. Please see our hearts, see the thankfulness we have, see the adoration we have for you and the respect and the love. And those that were not able to be on this call, their hearts have already been connected through this phone call. And we appreciate everything that you've done for us. If there's something we've forgotten, Father, then I know you'll cover it. And as always, according to your will, we bow and know how much we love you and appreciate you. Thank you. Amen.
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 Aerostar.
Amen.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for watching over all of us. Thank you for watching over us in our time of need, which seems to be every day and every hour, of course. The old saying of our weakness shows your strength is very apparent in the past month. And even though we probably will not get a break again, please let us be able to take on the world with ease instead. Please watch over those who are in the realms of the departed as well, and make sure that they're able to get enough prayers for them, that they're able to complete the tasks at hand. We pray for those who still need to be seen in the realms that they have not been announced to us yet, but we hope that someday that they'll be liberated and it'll be done quickly and soon. We also pray for those who are around the world who need to feel your presence, and those who already know of your presence, let them feel your love tenfold. Thank you once again for everything that you've given to us, and let everything happen according to your will. Amen.
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 Thank you, guys.
Amen.
Thank you.
Love you guys.
Love you all.
Absolutely.
Love you guys.
Love you all.
Love you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.
Precious, I'm going to call you back.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, cool.